Tereshia's Masechta Krisis Daf Yud Beis. We will begin on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph at the second line, Amar Amei Kavachoyim. We had learned in the Mishnah a machlokes of Ramei and Rabbanan regarding a situation where two Edim said to someone that he ate Chaylev, and the person disagrees and says he did not eat Chaylev. The opinion of Ramei was that since we know that the power of two Edim is very significant, two Edim can make a person be Chayiv Misa, so certainly these two Edim are believed here as well. The Rabbanan disagreed because the Rabbanan said that a person is Chayiv, a person has a Migui. The person, that's Pshat in the Mishnah, the person could have said that I ate the Chaylev B'mezid, and since he could have said that he ate the, and if he would have, and if that is the case, that he ate it B'mezid, he's not Chayiv a carbon, that's why he's believed. Begins the Gemari Boilhu. My Tamai the Rabbanan. What is the reasoning of the Rabbanan that the Rabbanan say that this person is believed? Is it Mishun the Neman, Adam Neman al Atzma Yosem Meyish? Because a person has extreme namonis, and as the Rishonim explain, some Rishonim, Ritva explains that it's based on Exeris HaKosef, that the Torah says that a person has this type of namonis. Other Rishonim explain that it has nothing to do with Exeris HaKosef, but as we've discussed many times, here in Al Gemara we're speaking about bringing a carbon. A carbon is an opportunity for kapara. And if the person doesn't admit that he's chayiv this carbon, he's not anxious in this kapara, he's not ready, he feels that he's not obligated in this kapara, so he's just losing an opportunity that he could have had that he doesn't take advantage of, and therefore he's certainly neman. Adilma, where is pshat in the rabbanim shindamrinan? Migui, dibar amar. Since the person has a migui that he could have said meizet yisi, that it was amazed, and if he were amazed, he would not be chayiv a carbon. Kinami kaminami loyachalti. When he says that he loyachalti, the halacha is that mehemen upater. So the Rishonim asked the obvious question. We learned the Mishnah in our previous year, and in our previous year, the Mishnah was very clear that the pshat in the Rabbanan is because of this migui. So how could the Gemara now have a question, what is the opinion of the Rabbanan? So one pshat that the Rishonim suggests is because, as we're going to soon learn, brises, where in those brises it seems that the opinion of the Rabbanan is based on this concept of Onam Neman al Atzma Yosem Meyish. So the Gemara is just quite not sure what is pshat in the Rabbanan. Another pshat that the Mefarshim suggests is that the way to understand this Gemara's question is because the Rabbanan, indeed, in our Mishnah said that the reason he's Neman is because of the Migui. But the Gemara's question is that maybe what the Rabbanan were doing in the Mishnah is as follows. The Rabbanan's opinion themselves is that Adam Neman, Alatzma, Yosem Meyish, that it's all based on the Nemanis that we discussed a number of moments ago. What was happening in our Gemara is that the Gemara is asking that the Rabbanan holds Adam Neman al Atzmai Yosem Meish. So why did Rabbanan mention Migui in the Mishnah? Because the Rabbanan were addressing Rameya and saying, you Rameya shouldn't, even if you don't agree to the concept of Adam Neman al Atzmai Yosem Meish, ought you not to agree to the concept of Migui? And obviously, Rameya doesn't agree. So Mefarshim try to understand, why indeed does Rameya not agree? So one shot that I saw is that Rameya holds that the person over here, that this is a situation of Migui B'Mokim Edom. And we have a rule throughout Shas that we don't say Migui B'Mokim Edom. And in fact, Mefarshim try to understand, what do the Rabbanan do with this concept of Migui B'Mokim Edom? So I saw that the Mefarshim answer that normally the philosophy behind a migui is maloi l'shaker. I could have said a better teretz if I wanted a lie. We only apply the concept, say the Rishonim, of migui b'makom edim, that we don't say migui b'makom edim in a situation where we're relying on a migui of maloi l'shaker. Here, that's not the type of migui of that we're discussing, and therefore Rabbanan hold that this migui is acceptable even the makom edim. And I saw that the Mefarshim attempt to explain this even a little better. They say normally the explanation of a migui is that if I wanted to offer a lie, I could have offered a stronger excuse, therefore believe me with what I say. Here it's not that the person saying, I could have said something better. We're actually defining his words. We're defining that when he said, lo yechalti, it means lo yechalti shagig. I didn't eat it b'shagig, I ate it b'mezid. That isn't the classical example of a migui that doesn't work b'makom edim. And in fact, Dharma Farshim that suggests that a mayor maybe would even agree that where the person explicitly says that when I said lo yechalti, what I meant was lo yechalti shoygig el mezid, even Rameyer would perhaps agree that if the person afterwards comes along and says that's what I meant, maybe he's Neman. But then there's another explanation I saw in understanding why Rameyer doesn't agree to the concept of migui over here. Because what is the migui? That a person could have said, that we say he meant that he ate a b'mezid. By eating a b'mezid, that means you're making yourself into Russia, that you did the saveira of eating chalav. And we have a rule throughout Shas that ain't other mesim atzmei Russia. How do we understand the Rabbanan? How do we understand the Rabbanan that we believe him because he said ain't other mesim atzmei with saying mezid? Don't we have a concern of en other mesim atzmei Russia? So the Rishonim answer, one teretz that they answer is that it's not a Russia by saying that he ate a b'mezid. Because he's saying, if I ate a b'mezid, then I'm and I bring a carbon, it will be a concern of chulin b'azarov. So actually he's doing the right thing by saying that he ate a b'mezid and not bringing a carbon that he's not allowed to bring, because it would be chulin b'azarov. Another pshat that I saw is that, and it's very much in line with a concept that we keep on repeating. When do we say ain't other mesim atzma Russia? We say ain't other mesim atzma Russia when it's a situation of Bezdin. The Bezdin, somebody saying testimony in Bezdin, what do we believe a person to say? What do we not believe a person to say? But here, as we keep on repeating, we're not speaking about Bezdin. We're speaking about a carbon. And a carbon, as we always say, is an opportunity, where the person has the opportunity to bring a carbon and have a kapara. If the person is saying that I don't deserve that opportunity, or I don't want to take advantage of that opportunity, certainly he will be Nema. Now, the Rishonim discuss the reverse case. What would be the halacha if somebody says he ate chalif, and Adam say he did not eat chalif? Would he bring a carbon or not? Tosfos says that certainly he would bring a carbon. Other Rishonim disagree, and they say that he would not be carbon if he's contradicted by Adam. But in the opinion of Tosfos, that if he says he's chayiv a carbon, even though Adam say he's not chayiv a carbon, we accept the carbon from him. So the Rishonim ask, fine, this person is saying that he's chayiv a carbon, but therefore we'll let him bring the carbon. But the kohen, why should he who brings a carbon, who participates in the bringing of a carbon that one is not obligated to bring, is doing an aveira? So why should the kohen allow? Why should the kohen participate in bringing such a carbon that may be an aveira? And that's why some rishonim suggest, Rabbeinu Peretz suggests, that even according to Tosfos, that
a person is believed that he did an aveira is mechuyev a carbon, even though it's being contradicted by witnesses, it's only if the person who's making this admission is a kohen. So bring your own carbon. Don't make anybody else do an aveira. Other Rishonim disagree, and they say that once the Torah says that a person, and it really speaks to the heart of the question, what is pshat that the person has this namonis? Is pshat that the person has a namonis, the Torah gave him a specific namonis, and if the Torah gave him a specific namonis, then he's always going to be believed? Or is pshat that he doesn't have that namonis against other people? And therefore, if he doesn't have that namonis against other people, only if he himself is a kohen will he be allowed to bring that carbon if he's being contradicted by Edom. If he's not a kohen himself, he would not accept the carbon from him. Ask the Gemara Mai Nafkamina, which means as follows. In our shiur today, we've given two explanations in the opinion of the Rabbanan why this person who says, who argues with the two Edom and says he didn't eat chaylev is believed. Either because Adam Neman al Atzma Yosef Mei Ish, or because of a Migud. Ask the Gemara, what's the difference, what the reasoning is? Don't we come to the same result? Says Gemara, there will be Nafkamina. The Mishnah in other Tumah. Regarding a question of a person who went into the Beis HaMikdash when he was Tameh, Adam said that he did, and he disagrees. The Amar Tamei Rabbanon, if we're going to explain that the reason of the Rabbanon is Mishum the Adam Neman al Atzma Yosef Mei Ish, because a person has always believed, then it won't make a difference, as we will explain in a moment. It won't make a difference if it's a Tumah Chadash or Yishana. The person will be believed. However, explains the Gemara, if we're going to say that the reasoning of the Rabbanan is based on Amigui, Tatli Rabbanan Mitumah Yishana, by a Tumah Yishana, the person will indeed have a Migui, and therefore he won't be mechayiv to bring a carbon oil of a yoyrid for entering the Beis HaMikdash when he was tamei. Aba matumah chadasha, if it was a situation of a tumah chadasha, mechayiv, for he wouldn't have the migui. And the Gemara explains itself. My tamah, what pshat? Tumah yishana. What is a tumah yishana? Because we know, and there are two basic concepts that must be understood. One is that a person is tamei whether he became Tamei B'mezid or B'shoyid. And another concept we need to explain is that a person becomes Tamei, it's not just enough that he should go to the mikveh, but besides that, he also has to go and have Harav Shemesh. So if there's a situation, says the Gemara, that the person claimed that there was a Tumah Yishana, that he was Tumah before today, that's why he's Nema. Tumah Yishana, Migui, he could have said, Iboy Omer Tavalti, he could have said, I went to the mikveh, and I went to the mikveh before today, so I did not have, so I also had a Harav Shemesh, that's why he's Nema. That's why, Ki Omer Nami Loinat Meisi, even were he to say, Loinat Meisi, the halacha is that he's Potter. Diklameima, because we say my loynet meisi. What does loynet meisi that meant? Lemadti b'tumasi el tavalti. I went to the mikveh. Avach tum chadasha. What will be if the eidim say that he went to the mikveh today? But the eidim saying that he became tamei today, might then he doesn't have a migui and he would be chayiv a carbon oil b'yoyrit. And the Gemara explains my tama. Because even if we interpret his words to say that he meant that he went to the mikveh, he's still chayiv. The Amar le'edim, because the edim will say, Hashtanat Mesa, you became tamei today. And even if you went to the mikveh, that isn't enough of an, that isn't good enough, because you also have to have Harav Shemesh. So in other words, what the Gemara has established is that the nafkamina between explaining pshat and rabbanon is because of a migui, or explaining pshat and rabbanon is because it's adam neman al atzmai yosef meyish, in a situation where a person where the eidim said you became tamei, and the person says
loynet meisi, where he has a migui that I could have said that tovalti. Actually, Tosfos and Rishonim indicate that there is another, there are other nafkaminas. In a situation, for example, where Adam say that he ate chaylev, and the person says explicitly, I did not eat chaylev, not b'shoigig, and not b'meizig. So if the lomdus is because Adam nemer al-atzma yoysa v'meyi ish, so then we're going to believe him. But if the vart is because he could have had a migui, here he has no migui, because he's explicitly telling us that I did not eat the chaylev, not b'shoigig, or not b'meizig. Or, as the Rishonim point out, where the person says, you're saying that I ate chaylev, and I'm telling you, which is not kosher meat, and I'm telling that I ate meat that was kosher. So again, here, if it's because of Adam Neman al-Atzmai, Yosef Me'ish, then he's Neman. If the Vart, on the other hand, is because of a Migui, here he wouldn't have that Migui, because he's clearly indicating he's clearly disagreeing with the Edom, and we don't have a Migui that he meant Shogig Mezit, because he's saying that it was Chayv. Now, the Rosh asks, even in this case of Tuma Chadosha, where he obviously doesn't have a Migui, but why still would he have to bring a carbon? As we've said many times, a carbon is only brought b'shoyi, not b'mezit. So even if the Edom are believed, the Edom can't definitively say that he did the Avera b'shoyi and not b'mezit. So he should still be potter. Answers the Rosh that by him saying loynet meisi, what he's doing by saying loynet meisi is that he's essentially saying that I didn't do an Avera. And if you, certainly not b'mezit, and if you can't prove or have nemonis that I did do an Avera, then indeed I'm chayiv a carbon. And that's why, in this case, the Rabbanan, that's why he would be chayiv a carbon, because he's not in any way saying that I don't have the chayiv carbon. Toshma. So now that we've identified what is the nafkamina, if in the two ways of understanding the Rabbanan, so the Gemara attempts to bring a raya from a brisa. The brisa says, Toshma, Amalei Echad Nitmesa. A tells a person, you became Tamei. Bu Amalei Nitmesi. And he says, no, I was never, and you went to the base of Migdash, and therefore you chayv carbon oil of Yared. Bu Amalei Nitmesa, and he disagrees. The loch is potter. Yochal fil shnayim. Even if the two items say that you went into Beis Hamikdash when you were Tamei, and he disagrees that the same halacha would apply, Rameyus says his svara that we already learned in the Mishnah. Rameyus sets forth a kal v'chomer. If two people can make him chayv misa, which is the most serious punishment, lo yivelu de kavan akal, v'chomerim adam nemen al atzma yosem meyish. So says the Gemara, isn't this very clear? Shmamina, Tamai der Rabbanim, Shundam Amri. It's very clear that the Rabbanim are explaining that their reasoning is because Adam Nemen al Atzma Yosem Meish. They're saying it very clearly that that is their reasoning. Amr of Ami. So isn't that an answer to our question? Amr of Ami, it's not a proof. Because I can argue, says Rab Ami, La'olam Tam der Rabbanim Shundam Amri Namigui. The reasoning of the Rabbanim is based on Amigui. And the way to understand the Brice is as follows. Vaktari. This is the way to understand what the Rabbanan is saying in the Brice. Since the person could always say that I went to the mikveh, and therefore he'd be potter from a carbon oil of a yoyrid, that is the basis. So what the Gemara is suggesting, Rav Ami is suggesting, not to understand when the Rabbanan say in this brisa, Adam Neman al Atzma Yosef Meish, that this is an independent concept that a person has this type of nemonis. Rather, the way to understand the brisa
is you know why Adam Neman al Atzmai, you know why the person has this type of Nemanis? Because he has a Migud. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way we understand the Braisa, Yehoki Haina Chelus. And as Rishonim explained the Gemara's question, if we had this Braisa in addition to our Mishnah spoke about the case of Chelus. So in the case of Chelus, we understood that it could be the reason the Rabbanim given the Monis is because of the Mikud. And that's why the Rabbanim had to mention another case, this case of Tumah, to show that it's not just because of a migui that he has namonis, but it's because of the concept of Adam Neman al Atzmai. But if we're going to say that Pshat in our Mishnah is already because Adam Neman al Atzmai Yesu Meish, so then what is added by telling us the case of Tumah? There's no reason to tell us two cases. On the contrary, explained Rishonim, by telling us two cases, it's only confusing us and not helping us understand what really is the basis of the Rabbanim's opinion. We could make the mistake and think that it's come to teach us the case of Adam Neman al Atzmai. It's come to teach us that it's not just Migui, it's also because of Adam Neman al Atzmai. Isn't the fact that we have two cases an indication that it's not just that it's a Migui, but it's because of Adam Neman al Atzmai? Answer the Gemara, no. Madatema, in the case of Loi Ochati Cheriv, it's a very acceptable explanation. Kometaret de Buri, we could very easily accept that what he meant to say was Loi Chalti Shogi El Amazed, that I wasn't a Shogi, I was amazed. Avlat Mesin, in the case of the person who's, in the case where he's being told that he went into Beis Hamikdash when he was Tomei, Vuhu Om Loinat Mesin, Em Loi Kometaret de Buri, it isn't such an easy explanation, because the halach is he has to bring the carbon whether he became shogig tamei b'shogig or b'mezid, and therefore the excuse is not so plausible, and therefore maybe there we shouldn't say a migui. Kamash v'lon, that's why the Rabbanan had to teach us the case of tumah, to say here too we have a migui. By himself, by explaining what he meant to say was lemati b'tumasi, I didn't remain tamei avo tavalti. Toshma. So the Gemara attempts to again araya. What is the basis of the opinion of the Rabbanan? The pasuk says v'svado, the person has to say vidui. Again, this is speaking about a case of a carbon oil of yairi, where a person went into Beis Hamikdash b'shoyi when he was tamei. It says the Gemara, the pasuk says moidib v'svado, moidib dvarim. If he admits that he did an aveira, he's chayiv. Ein amoida b'dvarim. But if he doesn't admit that he did an aveira, he's potter. Continues the braisa. Amalei eid echad netmesa. If one eid says to him, you were tamei, v'hu amalei netmesi, and he disagrees, potter. Yochel afil shnayim. Even if two people say that you were tamei entering the base of Mikdash, umachishin, and he disagrees, we believe him. Amar Ameis. Ameis says his famous opinion. Im hiviu shnayim l'day mis chamura. If two edim can make him be chayiv misa lo yiviu l'day carbon a kal, certainly they have the ability to make him chayiv a carbon. Rehuda disagrees, because Rehuda says nemana odem al atzmi yosem meyish. So what the Rehuda's opinion is very clear. It's very clear that it is the opinion of Rehuda that he bases us on this concept of nemanus, the neman odem al atzmi yosem meyish. Now we have a third opinion, the opinion of the Rabbanan. May the Chama Behuda, the Rabbanan agree with the Behuda, Bechalovim Ubbiyas Migdash. There they agree that the person who disagrees with the Eidim is Nemon, Av Batumma, in the case of Tumma Loi Maidalei. Why is there a difference? So explain the Rishonim. By the case of Chalif, as we've been saying from when we learned the Mishnah, we interpret his words to mean, I didn't eat it b'shoyig, I ate it b'mezid. In the case of entering the Beis Hamikdash, we say that he meant to say, I did not go into the Beis Hamikdash b'shoyig, I went in b'mezid. But in this third case, which this third case is not speaking about the entering into the Beis HaMikdash when he's tamei, but rather it's speaking about a case where there's a dispute between them that was he tamei or was he not tamei, where the Edom say he became tamei and he says I did not become tamei. Since, as we've been learning, it makes no difference how he became tamei, if he became tamei b'shogig in the mezid, the Rabbanon will agree that we don't believe the person. So what do we? Why? Because here he has no migud. So it's obvious from this opinion of the Rabbanon, from this statement of the Rabbanon, that the basis of their opinion is migud, and therefore by chaylev or by bias migdash, the person has a migui, and that's why he is believed. By becoming tamei, by the dispute, did he or didn't he become tamei, where he has no migui, that's why he's not nema. And the Gemara drilled down. But my skin, when this last case, where the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda says he's neman, and the Rabbanan say he's not neman, but my skin, exactly what is the case? Ilema, betumi yishana, we were speaking about a case where he became tamei before today. Maishna chalav and beis mikdash to my delay. Why, by chalav and beis mikdash, do the Rabbanan agree with Yehuda? Because the Rabbanan say he has a migud. The mratzu yoimer mezer yisi. He could have said, I was amazed, and I'm not mechuy of a carbon. But in this case, also, where there's a dispute between them, they say he was tamei. He says he never became tamei. So why too, in this case, ask the Gemara, does he not have a migui? Why couldn't he say, if it was a tumi yishora, nami mataris tabure, the mratzu yoimer, he could have said, lemanet betumasi el tavalti. So we just explain that the opinion of the Rabbanan is based on migui. And therefore, where he has a migui, the Rabbanan say he's believed, and where he does not have a migui, he's not believed. Ask the Gemara that in this case as well he has a migui. So if in this case as well he has a migui, why are we saying that he's not nema? Answers the Gemara, Amar Ravina. Even in the case where the dispute is if he did or didn't become tamei, lo'elam b'tumah yishana, and it's a tumah yishana, there's still not necessarily amigui. Why? So explain the Gemara. Okigoyim the Amalei Edom Ochal Tekotsh Metumas Hagof. The Edom say to him that you ate Kotshim when you were Tamei. And as the Rishonim explained, by saying that to the person, the Edom are actually making two points. One is that given that he ate Kotshim when he was Tamei, he's obligated to bring a carbon oil of a yoyrit. And because he was tamei, and he touched food when he was tamei, he made that food tamei. He responds, I did not become tamei. By responding that he did not become tamei, he's arguing on both points that the Eda made. But if we now attempt to interpret that what he said, what he meant, when he said, I did not become tamei, I became tamei, but I went to the mikvah, that will only help him regarding their dispute if he's chayiv, or carbon oil of a yoyrid, or not chayiv, or carbon oil of a yoyrid. Because if he went to the mikvah, then he was allowed to eat kotshim. But it doesn't speak to the second claim that the Edom made. It doesn't speak to the claim that the Edom made that he touched food and he made it tamei. Because touching food and making it tamei doesn't have, going to the mikveh isn't the answer to that question. And since their claim still is somewhat kept intact, in a case where their claim is somewhat kept intact, we don't
apply the concept immediately. We only apply, explains Rashi, the concept of migui when the claim, when that migui speaks to all of the claims that he's being accused of. When it doesn't talk to all of the claims that he's being accused of, we don't apply the concept of migui. And let's read the words of Gemara. Again, Kigain the Amalei Edom Achalta Kachim Tum Saguf. The Edom say, you ate Kachim when you were tummy. The Amalei Edom Meisi, and he says, I never became tummy. The Hachaloi Matarat the Bure. By saying that I became tummy, what I meant was I became tummy, but I went to the mikvah, the Leklamei Meloi Marati B'Tavosi Avotavalti. By interpreting what he meant was that I went to the mikvah, my Amalei, what is he saying? Tavalti V'Achalti, that I only ate after I went to the mikvah. Ki Amalei Hachi, when we interpret that that's what he's saying, is Kachshle the Bure, Kama, near the Tamamaga. Yes, the claim that you should be chayiv a carbon oil of yoyre for eating kachshim when your tamei has been refuted. But the other claim that we made, that how did you have a right to touch that you made the food tamei, that isn't addressed by having said that I went to the mikvah. And since that isn't addressed, it's not considered, the migui doesn't address all of the points of the Edom, and if the migui does not address all of the points of the Edom, it's not considered a valid migui. Says the Gemara, Om Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman Paskin, Halach Rav Yehuda. The Halach is like Rav Yehuda, the Adam Neman al Atzma Yosem Ayish, that a person has this fantastic nemonis. However, qualifies the Gemara that psak, Amr of Yosef, by Amr Ela Bein Oyla Bein Atzma. It only refers regarding he himself. And it's Machlekes Rishonim, what does that mean? Rashi explains that the person who we're having this issue over, what did he do, what didn't he do, so we believe him that regarding his own taharis, the food that he owns, we believe him. But nobody else, and he could eat from that food. But other people may not eat from that food, because the person has the manus for himself. He certainly doesn't have the manus for others, that others should believe him more than the Edom's namanus. The Ravid says that Pshat in the Gemara is that we only believe him regarding food that he owns. Food that he owns, he has this namanus. But he doesn't have namanus for food that he doesn't own. But then there are other Mefarshim say that there's a different pshat in what Rav Yossi means. Rav Yossi is saying as follows. Rav Yossi is concerned about the power of Edom. And he's concerned that people are going to disrespect Edom after such a situation where a person could be stronger about himself even than Edom. And therefore he explains that even though Rabbi Yehuda, we followed it, Rabbi Yosef was saying that even though we're following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, we're only following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Oyla Ben Atzmai, that in private he could continue eating taharis, we don't have to worry about what the Edom say. But publicly, we cannot rely on following his statement versus the Edom, because we're worried about Maris Ayin, that people will not understand how the Edom testimony is disregarded because of his testimony. Continues the Gemara, Amr Resh Lakish, even though Rav Meir has been taking this strict opinion already from when we learned his opinion in the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Amr Resh Lakish, Moig Rav Meir Lachachamim, Shamal Eshnaim Be'alta Shifcha Charufa, that if two people told him you had relations with a Shifcha Charufa, V'am Eloi Be'alti, and he says that it never happened, Mehemin. He always could have said, I didn't have Gemar Bia, and as we just learned in our previous year, there is no Chiyuv for Shifcha Charufa if there was no Gemar Bia. So the Rosh Hashanah obviously asked the question. By Chalev, we don't say that he meant, that we don't believe that he could have said that I did it B'mezid, not B'shoigig. Why over here do we believe him? So the Mefarshim answer that there's a very big difference. In and it goes back to what we learned in the Mish, in the beginning of our shir. Ramey, why indeed does Ramayan not rely on Amigui? So the beginning of our shir we explained, because by accepting the Migui, we have a problem of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rasha. And since Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rasha, so therefore, we can't believe an Amigui that's based on saying Meizer HaYisi. But here, there is no problem of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rasha. On the contrary, by him saying that he did not have a Gemar Bia with the Shifcha Charufa, he's saying I did not do an Aveira. And therefore here Ramei will accept the Migui. Another pshat that I saw the Rishonim suggest is that in the case of Shifcha Charufa, we can never have a perfect Eidus. Because the Torah was very clear, as we learned in our previous year, that there's no Chiv of Shifcha Charufa unless there was a Gemar Bia, what the Torah is essentially telling us is that there's never a possibility to have perfect Eidus by Shifcha Charufa. And since it's never possible to have perfect Eidus by Shifcha Charufa, that's why the halacha is that the person is Neman versus the Eidim. Similarly, says the Gemara, Amar Sheshes, Moidra Melechon Benozir, in the case of a Nozir, Shomel Shnaim et Mesa, where two people tell him, you the Nozir became Tamei, Guam Alon et Mesi, and he says, I didn't, Potter. The boy Amma Nishati Nizri, he could always say, I had my Nazirus annulled. And here too, the Mefarshim used the Pshat that we used a moment ago. Because by saying this, what the person is saying is that he's not making himself into Russia with the statement. And whenever he's not making himself into Russia, he has Namas. Amr Abaya, Moidir Melech Chachamim, Shamal Shnaim, Yodeat of Eidus Pliny. Two people approach somebody and say to him, you know testimony. And we know that the Torah speaks about the parasha of Shavuos Eidus, where somebody is confronted and told, you know testimony, come give the testimony. And he swears falsely that he doesn't know the testimony. And then afterwards, he confesses that he lied. He has to bring a carbon oil of the yoyot. So this is a situation where Eidim say, you knew testimony. And he says, here we believe him because he could say, I never became an aid. And there's a machloikis, a very relevant machloikis, what does the Gemara mean? Some Rishonim explain what the Gemara means is that he says, even if you know that I saw this event, that doesn't make me into an aid. Because a person is only an aid if he is designated as an aid, and I wasn't designated as an aid, and therefore I'm not considered an aid. If that's the, and that is the reason we see many times under the chuppah when the Rav appoints Eidim, he appoints them and he's meyached them to be Eidim. Because what he's saying to them is that you have to have intent to say Eidus. You have to be expressly made into Eidim. And the Shach and the Ktzois all discuss this situation, this halacha. Others say, what he meant to say is, even if you saw me witness this event that you're saying I should come to say testimony, I could honestly say that I didn't pay attention. Or I could honestly say that I don't remember the details of what happened. And therefore, even Rameyu will say that he's Nema. You could say either I wasn't appointed as an aide, and if you're not appointed as an aide, you're not an aide, or he could say that that I don't remember the testimony. The Mishnah said if somebody ate two kazesim of chelav and one helam, he only brings one karmachatis. Maskula razera, a mayan of chelav, chatis achas, why does he only bring one chatis? Voshnei zeisim achel, hasn't he eaten two kazesim of chelav? Amla abaya, halomis, halomichalalkin, only when they're separate halomis do you bring two karbonis. V'acham, helam haudak, echarudika, there was only one helam. It's interesting, Machloikis Rishonim, what's pshat in halomis mechalkos. Rashi explains that since there were separate halomis. They're separate. These are considered two separate acts of shogig, and every act of shogig brings a chiyuv chatas. The Rambam has a different pshat. The Rambam's pshat is that if a person ate chalas, for example, became aware that he did an aveira, so now he is already chayav a karban chatas. That chiyuv can't change no matter what, and therefore when there's another haloma, another achila, it will bring its own chiyuv chatas. But there are others have this version as follows. It seems from a Mishnah, Tam the Halamechas, only because he ate these two kazaisim and one helam, as he chayiv one chatas. Habishtei halamas, would he eat them in two halamas, chayiv shtayim? But why, asked the Gemara, Shem chelav echeru, it's all just chelav. Amalataya, to which Abaye responded, halamas machalkim. But the Mishnah continued, he ate them all in one haloma, he's chayiv for each one separately. Then the Mishnah said, if he ate a half a kazayis, and then he ate another half a kazayis, so if it's the same iser, that means let's say he ate a half a kazayis a chayiv, and then another half a kazayis a chayiv, he'll be chayiv to a chatas. If he ate a half a kazayis of chayiv and a half a kazayis of pigle, he won't be chayiv. Ask the Gemara, minacha pshita, if it's all one miminachet chayiv, if it's all one min, of course he's chayiv. Answers the Gemara, Amar Shlokish v'shem ratatani, the chiddush of the Mishnah is, kigon sh'och v'shnei temchumim. He ate a half, two half kazayis of chayiv, where they were prepared in different fashion. And our Mishnah is following the opinion of Yeshua, dama temayi temchumim mechalkim, that separate ways of being prepared, the chatas, to bring to two separate Isurim, as we'll soon see. Ma'adatayma, and we were therefore of thought, Kiyam Rabbi Shua, Lashdal Kula, Lashdal Lachumra. He says his din even Lakula. And therefore, if the two half of Kazaisin were prepared in different ways, they should not be able to combine. Kamash Malon, that's why the Mishnah comes to teach us, the Chayiv, because Amma, Lachumra Amma, he said his Psak only Lachumra, Lakula Lachumra. He didn't say it Lakula. And indeed, according to Reb Yeshua, and therefore, if he ate two afghazesim, even though they were prepared in a different fashion, they will combine. Ikadamri al-Sefer. But others have this discussion regarding the Sefer of the Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah, Mishnei Minim, if you ate a half gazaisa pigle and half a gazaisa chelev, you potter, on that asked the Gemara Peshitta, you didn't eat a gazaisa of any iser, answers the Gemara, the Mishnah speaking about a case where you ate two afghazesim of chalif that were prepared in two different manners. And our Mishnah is following the opinion of Yeshua that holds tamchuyim achalkim. The Ma'adatayma, were we not to have this last din of our Mishnah, we might have thought, ki amr Yeshua l'chumra amr l'kula yamr, only where it results in a chumra, that means if I ate a kazayis of chalif prepared in one way, and a chazayis of chayla prepared in another way, that's what Rabbi Shua said, I'm going to chayiv two karmen chattas. But a half a chazayis one way, and half a chazayis two ways, which results in a kula, he didn't say, kamash malon, that's why the Mishnah said, mishnei minim potter, my mishnei minim, it means minachot. Both are chaylif, but they were prepared, but my karle mishnei minim, so if they're both chaylif, what does the Mishnah call them mishnei minim? Because they were prepared in different manner, different ways. So Ketani and our Mishnah says that the two half of Chazesim were prepared in different ways, he's potter. Because Alma Loshna L'Kulav Loshna L'Chumra, even when it results in a Kula by saying Tumchuyim V'chalkim, Kan Rav Yeshua, Rav Yeshua still said his Pesach. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're explaining the Mishnah, that the last case of the Mishnah speaking about Min Echad, both are chaylif, v'shnei tamchuyim, but they just were prepared different ways. Reisha, that in the previous case, that says that they do combine, isn't it talking about min echot, v'tamchuy echot, where it's one iser, and they were all prepared in the same way. But if that's what the Mishnah is speaking about, in that case, that they were both chaylif, and they were both prepared in the same way, so obviously, everybody will agree that you're chayiv. What does the Mishnah have to say it? Amr Huna, Amr Ravina, says Ravina, the chiddush of the Mishnah is Kigoy Chaisla Yidiba in a time, where there was a time in between the two acts of eating. And the Mishnah is going to leave the Rabbi Gmuel, Dama En Yidil Chatishir, that becoming aware of doing something wrong, but what you did wrong was only a Chatishir, is not considered that you had a Yidia. The Tanan, as the Mishnah taught us in Masechta Shabbos, if somebody writes two letters on Shabbos in two separate halomis, that means he wrote one letter, became aware that he wrote a letter, and then wrote a second letter. Ragamil said that these two acts of writing will combine, the chamho will not. Why? Because Ragamil suffer and you deal chatishir. Becoming aware that you did something wrong when it wasn't a full-fledged Aveira is not considered a Yediyah. Rabbanan Saviyeh Shadiyah L'chatzishir. So according to Reb Gamliel, the Mishnah, there's a very big Chiddush Mishnah. The person ate a Chatzi Kazayis of Chalif, and after he ate a Chatzi Kazayis of Chalif, he became aware that he ate that Chatzi Kazayis, and the Mishnah is teaching us, since he became aware in between that he ate that Chatzi Kazayis, Rabbanan hold that that's considered a Yediya, and therefore the two eating don't combine. Gamliel said that that Yediya is not considered a halachic Yediya, and therefore the second Achila can still combine with the first Achila.